Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Lunchtime Live with myself, Andrea Gilligan, with something very different this Thursday, April 9th. I'm broadcasting live from the heart of Dublin's O'Connell Street on what is now the third day of this protest by farmers, haulage drivers and agricultural contractors in this dispute over fuel prices. Now, we know earlier this morning the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, announced that the Defence Forces have been asked to assist the Gardaí. And the Gardaí have also confirmed in the last hour that they are now moving to an enforcement phase. So what exactly does this mean for those that are protesting? I want to hear from listeners today, though. How do you feel about the minister's decision? Do you agree with him? Should the army be brought in an effort to try and move protesters from across the country? Is this the right decision? Do let us know how you feel today. 1800 453 106, that is the number. Or drop us a voice note if you're in a position to do so. 087 1400 106, that is the number. But I want to speak to those who are part of this protest on what is now their third afternoon, their third lunchtime here in the heart of Dublin city centre. And I want to talk to those protesting right around the country. We will keep you up to date here on Lunchtime Live. Okay, I'm just going to chat to this gentleman here that's with me right in the heart of O'Connell Street, right at the junction of O'Connell Street and O'Connell Street Bridge. News today that the guards are now moving to an enforcement phase is what they've described it, that the army will be deployed to end what they've described as this blockade. What's your reaction?
It's not a blockade, it's a peaceful demonstration by the hauliers, the farming community, the agri-buys. We're broke. We need a cap on diesel. This is peaceful process, Andrea.
The guards are saying, though, that they're moving to the enforcement phase because it's no longer a peaceful protest. They're describing it now as a blockade where the free movement of people, food, water, essential services and goods isn't free-flowing now through our capital city, and that's why they're describing it as a blockade.
Well, I don't know about that, Andrea.
But people can't get up O'Connell Street, huh?
They're going through here since 5 a.m.
Well, they can't drive up. Sure, I'm standing here right beside you with a tractor.
We can't go to work either. We can't afford to go to work, you know.
But people can't get through.
And the majority of the public is with us here. We are broke, like, you know.
How long are you preparing to stay?
This can be sorted. The lads can go in and meet him. He's refused to meet.
But I heard Micheál Martin talk about this earlier this morning, and he made the point that there wasn't a sufficient level of engagement.
Micheál Martin riled up the whole thing yesterday morning on the plinth of Dáil Éireann, saying that it was unlawful, this and whatnot. This is the people here, Andrea.
But if a car drives up here now, beside us at O'Connell Bridge, will you let them pass?
There's access routes here for people.
They're
getting passed.
Okay, what if I drive up here in my car and I need to go and see a loved one who's sick? Can I get passed?
Well, I'm sure the Gardaí will facilitate you. There's 8 or 9 of them here.
So that is happening, because we're hearing that's not happening.
But that is happening. There's 2 fire engines got through here this morning and 2 ambulances. They're getting through. We're not blocking anyone. We're not blocking essential services. We are peacefully protesting.
This meeting that you're looking for, there was a meeting called yesterday by protesters as well. It hasn't happened. I've heard ministers and Micheál Martin saying they're not going to be held at ransom to come out and meet people. Otherwise, you know, this is going to continue and people will just block up streets and everyone will be out demanding local meetings for what they feel they deserve or what they want. Is that ultimately what your goal is? Is it really just a meeting?
We need a meeting to speak about the cost of fuel. All these agri and agriculture men and hauliers are going broke. Is Micheál Martin tone deaf, is he? These people are drowning in finance and paying huge taxes, paying 65% of their annual turnover to revenue. To Micheál Martin, to keep him up there in Kildare Street. Come on, Andrea. Christ, these are all business people. Business people, family-run businesses, going broke.
Have you actually been here for 48
hours?
I'm
here since Tuesday morning. I left Offaly at 4 a.m. Tuesday morning. Haven't been home since.
I've just been standing here in O'Connell Street.
I'm in a truck. I'm sleeping in a truck.
Tired?
Tired, yes.
But how long are you going to stay here?
As long as it takes. Well, you say the army's coming for me. I've been waiting for them.
Did you hear the comments from the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, this morning?
I didn't hear any. I'm not listening to any television or any of that. I hear the guys on about it.
But I'm sure you've heard people talk about what they said.
Well, they're not happy with what the public and the peaceful protesters are not happy with our Taoiseach. His response yesterday morning to us. We, the haulage contractors, the agri and the farmers, we give nearly 800 million a month in revenue.
The blocking of critical...
We've voted these guys in.
The blocking of critical national infrastructure will not be permitted to continue, and the assistance of the Defence Forces has been requested. Large vehicles blocking critical infrastructure will be removed. Owners of vehicles should remove them immediately this morning and should not complain later about any damage caused to those vehicles during the removal.
I don't know if I'd be of that.
I'm telling you there. That's from the Justice Minister.
Tell him to come down here and give it to us. We'll have a chat to him. He's more than welcome to come down here. We're here.
Well, would you be prepared? I mean, there's your fine big tractors and trailers here behind me in O'Connell Street. Well, would you be prepared to see them?
He'd be better off to take them home to his own garden. Maybe he may have a car park for them.
So you're going to stick it out?
We're sticking it out, yes.
Until there's calls for a meeting.
Listen, they can meet us. We've requested a meeting. Meetings were requested last week, the week before. It's not about the 200 men here on O'Connell Street. There's hundreds of people all around the country, family, small family-run businesses. It's not just about us here. Like, we're trying not... We're very sorry for what's happening to the public here. We don't want this to happen. We don't want to be here.
Do you feel...
We want to be back to work.
Do you feel you're losing public support?
No, we're not. I don't feel we
what
are.
What response are you getting from people on the street
here?
It's a lot quieter today.
No, it's not.
It is. I was here yesterday.
They're on their way. There's more coming. The guys are up there getting a bite to eat, bits and bobs. It's a long day, long night here, Andrea. You know, we're here. We're here in force.
What's your message just finally to the listeners of Lunchtime Live this afternoon? Are they looking at day four of this?
Maybe day four, day five, but sure. Will we be here? You're saying the army's coming for us. Sure, we'll be here. And I'm very sorry for any inconvenience to anyone. But we're fighting for everyone here. The housewife, the midwife, the doctor, the nurse. People that cannot afford this. We're being gouged here, Andrea. 130 per litre to take an office. We can't afford this. They have us with banks, they have us with revenue, they have us with PAYE, VAT, tax, there's no more in the tank.
Well, look, listen, thank you for speaking to me here today and right in the junction. I mean, we are quite literally here in the middle of O'Connell Street Bridge, and I appreciate you chatting to me. I'm just going to speak to another gentleman that's here beside me as well, but for the moment, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Andrea. Thank you.
I want to talk to people that are affected by this protest, that are part of the protest and are here. Would you? You don't have to give me your names. Would you chat to me about what's happening? Great, okay. So I'm literally talking to two gentlemen here right in O'Connell Street at the O'Connell statue. How long have you been here?
Since Tuesday morning.
Haven't left?
No.
And what kind of line of work are you in?
Haulage. Just heavy haulage mainly. So the price of fuel and tyres in the last week alone, tyres went up 20%, no one's saying that about it. So.
Can you give us an idea of roughly how much you're spending, like a rough average?
I'm only an employee in the company. Now, and it's a good friend of mine who owns the company. I'm involved in a good bit of running of it. And to fill the lorry I'm in alone for long haul is an extra 500 or 600 quid every day and a half. So...
A lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. Even with the excise cut brought in the 25th of March.
Oh, yes. That's not... They pulled up 20% the evening, or to pull it up 20 cent the evening before, to bring it back down to 20 cent the next evening. So,
did put it up the evening before, brought down the evening before, put it up the next morning again.
Do you guys work together?
No.
Are you in haulage as well?
No, I'm a small farmer in the west of Ireland, Leitrim.
Yeah.
Sheep farmer, work in Dublin.
So. You're here supporting and part of the protest.
Yeah. Because this doesn't work for 2 years, I'm finished. My small farm will just go out the window, the sheep and all will be gone. And a single pair as well.
Morning.
My van costs €100 to run 3 weeks ago on diesel. Now it's costing €220. It's gone up 120 in 3 weeks.
So you feel the measures that were brought in by the government, you guys feel they weren't enough?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You've been here and I for the guts of 3 days, and we're hearing the Justice Minister earlier today saying that the Defence Forces, the Army, will have to be brought in where critical infrastructure is being blocked.
This is a protest to gentlemen. We don't want to be here. Like, the longest days I've spent in my life have been the last 2 or 3 days. I work 20 hours a day and I'm happy doing it. I've a wife, 3 kids, a mortgage. Like,
you're missing them.
Yeah, big time. You know, my wife sent me a picture of our small baby this morning and I nearly wanted to start crying and go home, like, you know, but...
But why don't you go home then?
Because there's going to be no job in a week's time.
But are you not losing out on a loss of revenue for 3 days by being here?
Oh, yeah, big time. But it's actually cheaper to park them now than be out on the road. Like, it's that serious.
That's the reality.
Yeah. It's that serious, like. It can't go on. It's not, like... They talk about surcharging your customer and everything, but you're paying high enough as it is. Like, they just can't keep going. Like, you can't. Where does it stop?
I've heard the guards in the past hour and a half talk about now moving to an enforcement phase where blockades, they've described this as a blockade, where this is happening here in O'Connell Street, where they're talking about the oil refineries as well.
They're talking about more ways being blockaded. I think that's more, like, that's nothing to do with what's going on here in O'Connell Street.
But people can't get past.
Yeah, well, look.
It's not just O'Connell Street, it's all over Ireland. Shebelow and Limerick, it's everywhere.
I know. Is this not Sligo? A free place to protest here in O'Connell Street? No.
But if people can't get through, and we've heard stories, the guards even talked yesterday about some emergency services, you know, and emergency cases not being able to get past. I'm not saying in O'Connell Street, but in other parts of the country.
They talk about longer when there was riots going on here, about buying armed men to come and help in here a couple of months ago. We're not here to cause trouble. You know, all we want is an answer to say, like, you know.
If the defence forces are deployed in parts of the country today at ports and at oil refineries and where we have blockades, what's likely to happen?
We're staying.
Yeah, look, and it's a bad reflection of our government if that happens. It's a very, very, very bad reflection of our government if that happens. And
but what do you say? I'm just trying to think of that. Like, I'm trying to, you know, people are looking at this from both sides, right? And I'm thinking of the people that are listening to the radio show this lunchtime, and they're thinking for 3 days they haven't been able to, you know, get from A to B, get to their work, get to medical appointments,
We apologise for that.
Listen, but is that enough, though?
Like, you know what I mean? We're not here to cause... We don't want to be causing disruption. Like, we're the first people to help if anyone's in trouble anywhere around the country.
Yeah.
We're not here to cause disruption. We don't want to be doing that. They can't afford to keep going.
And it's going to get worse. Yeah. There's more farmers. There's more coming. There's 3 buses coming from Letlakinney this morning. There's 1 bus coach coming from Longford. They're all going to land here. It's just going to escalate. It's going to get bigger and bigger.
And they can't. We're
so
not.
You're not moving these trucks, aren't you?
No.
And to be very straight with the people today, because I've heard this talk about, oh, if they say there's going to be a meeting, we'll get in our trucks and we'll drive off in the next half an hour. Is that all it takes, is the promise of a meeting?
Anything.
Any sort of communication, I'm writing.
Yeah. But it's just a meeting you want.
Put it in an email, in writing. We want it in writing.
We need something done. We need help. Like,
saying we'll talk, and next week it's all, we're back to not, and we are gone off the streets, we'll not get back in. We want this in writing.
I really appreciate you both chatting to me here today. As I said, we're just at the O'Connell statue right in the heart of O'Connell Street in Dublin. There seems to be a bit more of a crowd joining now as well. But listen, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
John Dallin here from Castledermot, County Kildare. We're here today on the third day protesting. We shouldn't be here if the Taoiseach to listen to us and the Taoiseach. But unfortunately, they're not listening to us. We have sent in emails requesting for a meeting. The people of Ireland are crying out for a voice. They have put people forward, they put delegates forward, 3 to 4 people. It is gone into government buildings as a voice for the people of Ireland.
The Defence Forces have confirmed that they've received a request to assist the Gardaí in what the guards have described as now this enforcement phase of this, of ending this 3-day blockade. What's your reaction to that?
Look, I can't disrespect anything the government wants to do themselves, and I'm not going to disrespect the Defence Forces either. But why should it have to come to this? Like, I mean, it's just...
Critical infrastructure has been blocked.
Well, look, I'm going to put that into reverse psychology. He can't turn around and say that we've turned the GPO into a car park and that we're doing all these blockages. Look, the government themselves... If the government themselves gave a meeting, this all could be resolved within
but
minutes.
What if you don't get what you want from this meeting?
It's a big ask. But sure, look, at the end of the day, at least we'll be doing something for the people as regards going forward with advice for the people of Ireland.
Day 3, how long more is this going to last?
As long as it takes.
I'm talking to, 4 men here in O'Connell Bridge in Dublin. How long are you here?
Well, I've been here for a number of hours for the last 3 days. No, not all. Not, I haven't been here 24 hours a day, but I've been here
in and out.
Yes. Yeah,
okay. News today from the Justice Minister that the army is likely to be brought in to remove vehicles. What's your reaction to that?
I think the Justice Minister, Simon Harris, Michael Martin, and the other connections need to take a very, very hard look at where they stand in relation to where the direction they're bringing the country in, and with the system.
And what about yourself? Have you, are you part of this protest today?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been here?
Since Tuesday.
Right. Tired?
No, not really. No, we're used to long hours, so. Yeah. That's
the way it goes. The announcement from the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, this morning about the Defence Forces perhaps being called on. What's your reaction to that?
It'd be an awful shame if that does happen, you know. The Irish fighting against the Irish, you know. Like, well, ordinary men trying to make a living. So, what do you do?
Will you move?
No.
And if there's damage caused to vehicles, you'll just sit it out?
Yeah.
You're not moving? Not for the Defence Forces?
No.
And how long are you prepared to stay here?
As long as it takes.
And you've been here since Tuesday?
Yeah.
Is there any plan for how long at the moment this is likely to continue?
No plan.
Saturday has been mentioned. Nobody knows.
Nobody expected Michael Martin to come out with the statement
and say what he said yesterday.
And that this protest is unacceptable.
Yes.
But there was people sitting there in their cars behind the wheel of their car and couldn't move for hours, for about the guts of six and seven hours yesterday.
At the end of the day, if they stand back and take a look at it, it's affecting their pockets. Yeah. They need to take a look at the direction the government has taken the country and how bad, there's so many issues that need to be now addressed, and this is.
There's been no discussion around having a meeting, and that was something was mentioned here by protesters yesterday. Is that still what you're looking for?
That's what we want. Yes, a meeting.
Not a commitment, just a meeting.
Well, a commitment for a few prices, yeah. Like, they're ripping off everyone.
There was a cut in the excise duty though on the 25th of March, petrol and diesel.
Will it happen?
But it has come in.
But at the end of the day, you're the situation now where fuel's what, 220, 240, two, whatever it is, and for all these lads to sustain where they're at, you know, the diesel needs to be down at 90 or 90 cents or a euro, or the, you know,
okay.
and the level of all these carbon taxes, all this stuff, the government that's in power at the moment are just playing a game to suit the European connection.
Thanks very much for speaking to me here today. I appreciate it. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.